got the Gong coming up on Saturday, another million-dollar race, the ninth consecutive week where there's a million-dollar race in New South Wales. And, of course, we're down in Wollongong for tomorrow. Adam Pengilly will give us a tip for tomorrow for the Gong as well. But there's still lots of news around in the world of racing. Morning, Adam.
Morning, Jimmy. Morning, boys.
Now, there was a... was it a vet? Was it a scientist who came out and said, look, Cobalt actually does nothing for horses, but Racing Australia standing firm on their rulings?
Yeah, it's a never-ending issue, isn't it, Jimmy? Can you believe in the last few years we've had more than 300 trainers? That's 300 across both the Harness Racing and Thoroughbred Racing codes who have been charged with Cobalt positives. It's prompted the Australian Trainers Association in Thoroughbred Racing to write a letter to Racing Australia a couple of months ago saying you need to look at this issue differently. You can't be issuing or can't be legislating for such stiff penalties against trainers who fall foul of the rules. And Racing Australia virtually come back and said, no, we're going to stick to our guidelines and policies. So I think the Trainers Association would like them to implement some more fines rather than suspensions and disqualifications. I don't think that's going to happen in the short term. The cynical view is that they're not going to change their guidelines because they're going to open themselves up to legal action if they admit their science initially was flawed. So this is a never-ending issue in racing. It's going to keep bubbling on and on and on.
Mm. Oh, it's a big weekend down there at Kembla on the weekend, the first million-dollar race, the Gong. What's the latest news surrounding that race, mate?
I'm intrigued, Laurie, to see if Ranier is going to get a run at the emergency for Get Off, and he's one spot away at the moment now. Initially, he was second emergency when the field was declared yesterday morning, but Gary Portelli pretty swiftly scratched Test Shadow, come up with a bit of sticky gate. He's entered for another race on the program. So at the moment, Ranier is only one spot away from getting a run. Get Off, and I'm very, very keen for him to get a start in the race with only 52 kilos. They've booked Cathy O'Hara for the race. He profiles as a horse is ready to run well over a mile. Obviously, he's deep into his preparation. He's lightly raced and still got plenty of upside. You would have thought he'd go close to almost winning this race if he gets a start. But he'd have to wait until probably Saturday morning, I'd imagine, to confirm his spot in the field. This betting market's interesting, guys. El Dorado, Dremi and Lava Lava at the top of the market. A couple of horses that don't have great winning records, if I put it that way. Obviously, class mares, but they don't win often. Their racing pattern suggests they need a bit of luck. So there might be a few different angles we can take in this race. I'll get stuck into the form tonight and come up with a few tips tomorrow morning.
Very smoky in Sydney. There's no going to be no issue over the next couple of days down that part of the world. We're going to Wollongong tonight. Maybe some Wollongong listeners can text in. Mm. But, I mean, you can't see past 20 metres here at the moment at French's Forest. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we're going to wait for some advice a bit later this afternoon, Dave. Racing New South Wales have obviously got meetings at Hawkesbury and Scone today, and they're monitoring the air quality. I think the forecast was for the air quality to be poor rather than very poor or hazardous. So they're going to monitor that throughout the afternoon. At this stage, I haven't heard any advice or notice to suggest that those meetings won't go ahead. We'll wait and hear some more guidance a little bit later this afternoon. And obviously with Kembla on the weekend, we want that smoke sort of clear, obviously, if we can get that running of the Gong up and going on Saturday.
And on the back of the bushfires, I mean, obviously there's a lot of bushfires as well in South Australia at the moment. Mm. They had a catastrophic alert yesterday. And Tony McAvoy, his property is safe, but he was in a bit of strife yesterday, though.
Yeah, there was a grass fire, Dave, that was burning out of control, dangerously close to their property down there at Angaston in South Australia, Tony and Calvin McAvoy. They put out a notice yesterday, late yesterday afternoon, saying that thankfully everything was okay. The fire service down there and the stable staff on the property and after their bushfire emergency plan, and thankfully there was no damage to any of the property or horses there. So we've been hearing about all these terrible stories around the country, especially in New South Wales the last week or so. And Racing New South Wales actually put out an appeal, guys, for anyone that's been affected by the bushfires up in northern New South Wales to get in touch with them if they haven't already heard from Racing New South Wales. So they're providing some assistance with some money, I think, in the hardship fund. So if you haven't heard from Racing New South Wales yet, get in touch.
Yeah, good one. Well done, Racing New South Wales. Thanks, Adam. We'll speak tomorrow.
Thanks, boys. Speak to you in the morning.